This is Central Nebraska's most listened to all sports radio station.
We always parade winners around here.
From 1460 KXPN and 1550 KICS, you're listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
For any of you who have listened in the past, you know that I am not a radio-trained personality, so we are just going by the seat of our pants.
It's time for the Tri-Cities' number one sports show. You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show.
Victoria and Zaretska, you know, these Russians, they need to buy a vowel. Let me just say that. They need to buy a vowel with that first name.
Now coming to you live from the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Need a vehicle? Think Midway.com.
No. I don't think that's just, it's minor. It's just a minor sin. It's a minor one. Well, I'm coming to you then for some of the major ones.
It's time for the Doug and Daddy Show.
And good morning, everyone. Happy New Year, folks. Doug and Daddy Show on this 31st day of December 2014. You know, there's just some days that are underrated and overrated in the year. You know, you just feel like this is all about New Year's Eve. But it's its own day, Jimmy Langan. It's its own day.
Yes, it is.
It's more than just the last day. It's an important day. It's one of 365 in the year.
It's the New Year's Eve.
I'm glad.
Go back and you look at all the good things that happened. You know, you caught me the other day. You asked me a question about, you know, I went to high school right away, but the sweatshirt I'm wearing, you talk about 2014.
Exactly.
I think the Royals, you know, 29 years. That was a heck of a deal. We'll have to be talking about a few things here, and I'm sure we're going to talk about some of the things that happened in 2014.
Here's our plan for the day. We've got some college football to talk about. We'll look and see how. I mean, Jimmy, you should already have me closed out in the bowl bonanza. You should have me closed out in the bowl pick'em. We'll look and see how close we are there. GNAC and other holiday tournaments are wrapping up today. Kearney High is in the finals of both the girls and boys in the GNAC tournament, and so is Norfolk. They will play this afternoon at Hastings High School, and you'll hear the doubleheader right here on ESPN. 1:30 for the girls, 3:15 for the boys. Norfolk boys preseason number one. Kearney had a big win over Scottsbluff, who was number two in Class B in the preseason yesterday, and we'll talk a little bit about that. We're going to catch up with Josh Lamberson, UNK's head football coach. Towards the bottom of the hour, part of our Loper Link. He has finished up his coaching staff for now. He says that he will have one more assistant coming on after spring ball, which is a little weird, but obviously he must have somebody in mind that can't join till then, so he'll have somebody joining at that time. So we'll talk with the coach about the five assistants that he has on board so far and how things have looked here since he was named the new head coach just over 2 weeks ago. We'll also talk with the vice president of the race and sports book at the MGM Grand in Las Vegas. That's Jay Rood. Of course, he oversees Mandalay Bay, Mike Perennial, all the MGM properties. We have Jay on a couple of times a year, and we'll break down the NFL playoffs this weekend and overall looking at some of the Super Bowl odds. The longest one on the board right now, Jimmy, Baltimore. Would you agree?
No, I don't agree with that. I think Detroit's going to have trouble, and I think the Arizona Cardinals will have trouble, and I also think Carolina's going to have trouble. I think, you know, to win the AFC... To win the AFC, I think everybody's got a shot at that. I think in the NFC, there's some people that have got a heck of an advantage. I think the Cowboys, the Packers, and Seattle have an distinct advantage over the other three.
And they are along in the AFC. Overall, it is Arizona at 25-1 just to win the NFC.
Sure. Yeah, I mean, I can see that. I can see where those are. There's some shots there. You know, you got a six-horse field, and you got three with really good jockeys riding them.
You know, though, Jimmy, I take a ticket on Arizona.
I've got one already.
And I'd take a ticket at 25-1 just to get to the Super Bowl. Because if things fall apart, and a lot of people now that aren't Cowboy fans, and I'm hearing this, and of course, when you're talking about any other team, it really, even the Royals, you know, they had the long stretch there of not making the playoffs. But when it comes to the Cowboys, there's so many haters that you have to be guarded when people are talking to you about the Cowboys. And they really do like them, which makes me even more scared, though. If Arizona wins and Dallas wins, Arizona plays Seattle. Arizona obviously knows how to play and beat Seattle, and then you're one game away from winning it. I think Arizona can beat Carolina. So it'll be interesting. I just And then you never know. Last year was weird because both the number ones went, and that hadn't happened forever. So, I think you're right. Somebody besides New England will sneak out of the AFC for some reason.
Yeah, and I think quarterback plays real critical when you're getting down to these 12 teams, is and how healthy quarterbacks. You know, you want to be healthy. So what do you think about Sue and this, getting suspended, and then they change it to the $70,000 fine?
Well, now I'm just more disappointed in the stupid thing that he told them. Well, my feet were numb, so I didn't know what I was stepping on. Well, what do you think? There was a stick in the middle of the field? Come on. See, that wrecked it all for me. I said on this Monday show that it would just be a bunch of hooey if he even got fined, and let alone get suspended. I mean, come on. The reason he got suspended was because he is Ndamukong Suh. Had this been Jared Allen, and as somebody else pointed out, well, Jared Allen doesn't do that. I've watched it enough. If Suh wanted to be a tool, he would have took his foot and ground it. And grinded it on Aaron Rodgers. He didn't do that. He fell back, got pushed by one of the Green Bay guys. First step, yes, and then the second step, whether it was necessary or not, which was the one that actually stepped on him, I don't know. But he didn't jump up and down on him. He didn't turn his foot and his cleats into him. And then he got put. He didn't jump off right away either. But it's football. It's a rivalry game. This wouldn't have even been. I mean, some of the old timers in the NFL got to be going, what has our game come to? And this political correctness is how I see this one. Okay, you fine him, write it off. That's a game. That's not even a game check. So get after it. That's the way I feel.
You know, I'm surprised. I've talked to some people that are really Green Bay Packer fans and felt that there was some intent there, and I have no idea if the intent was there, but one thing that wasn't going to happen, he wasn't going to apologize for doing it. You know, that, you know, for him to come back and go, hey, are you okay? My bad. Because the game's too competitive. They were behind. They wanted to win. They were, you know, everybody was frustrated. It's too bad we can't do that, but it's too hard to change when you're in that mold of competing, I think, at that high level.
Would we have had, if that would have been Matt Flynn, laying on the ground, because remember, this is after Rodgers comes back from tweaking his hammy. If that's Matt Flynn, are we talking about it at all?
Probably not.
All right,
good
there
point.
You go.
That's a good point, Doug.
888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. If you'd like to be with us on the show today, you can email the Dent Popper inbox anytime, Doug and Daddy@ESPNSuperstation.com, and you can tweet us at ESPN 1460 1550. Carney Chicken Coop fan line, Den Popper inbox, wishing everybody a happy new year and looking forward to continue business with you in 2015. Folks, if you've got a thought, if you've got a memory, something's on your mind from 2014, Bo Pelini's firing, the Royals making the World Series. There are so many things on the local level that we'll be talking about here as we mash some shows together. More on Friday. We'll get to talk about who's playing for the national championship on Friday, but a lot more recapping of 2014 on Friday. But, we've got all the papers, all the television networks, they're doing their top 10 and they're counting them down. As far as you agree with them or not, they're all stories. Maybe it's just placing on some of those things. Something that's been missed, something that you'd like to bring up, tweet us at ESPN 1460 1550. Email us, give us a buzz. We'd love to hear from you on today's Doug and Daddy Show.
You know, at Hastings, they had the renovation of Duncan Field. It's really a nice baseball field, you know, with all the work they did in Hastings. And hats off to all the people that worked hard on that field, because that's a really nice place.
Yeah, there's a lot of things going on. Don't forget, there is Hastings College. Poor Coach Gavers and the guys can't buy a break right now. They keep losing games that are close. Yesterday, up 14 at the half and shot 56% in the second half. Lost 86-83. It's like everything has to go wrong.
They're
in
team,
a funk.
And they do. They're competing really well. But, boy, I'll tell you what, they're talking about not catching a break. You know, they had a game. They were up three, I think, and fouled. Guy made two free throws. They go down and get fouled. They miss the free throw. They go down and the guy hits a two and get beat. You know, I mean, so they're trying to play the percentages in the last 10 seconds, and that thing backfired on them.
One more thing, and then we'll go to break. Jim Harbaugh officially introduced yesterday as Michigan head football coach. Immediate gut reaction. We've known this now is probably going to be official for about a week. Will he be successful? Will he be Michigan successful?
Well, you know, I think so. I think it's going to be a little more time than you think because of the recruits. I think I saw something, and you guys help me if I'm wrong on this, but I thought Michigan only has 5 commitments. NCAA college football only has 5 commitments at this time. So, I mean, the assistant coaches or the people that were on staff were not recruiting really hard, evidently. I mean, that's the only way I can say it.
They knew it was happening.
Yeah, they knew that it was going down. And so he's kind of behind the eight ball a little bit here. Because, I mean, to me, you're going to have to go with some junior college guys.
Yeah. And Michigan, hello, JUCO.
Yeah, and Michigan has not done that in the past. That's not been something that Michigan's done. But I think maybe, you know, one thing about his name, you know, coaching and the Super Bowl and doing some things like that, you're a high school football player. He might be a fun guy to play for. You know, they might go there just for that reason.
Here in the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth, we are going to take a break. When we return, Jay Rood, Vice President of the Race and Sportsbook for all of MGM Grand in Las Vegas, then Josh Lamberson, UNK football coach, and more after this.
Sign up now at the Hastings Family Y for Lose to Win. This 12-week weight loss competition begins January 11th. Each participant meets weekly with a wellness coach that will help guide them to reach exercise and nutrition goals. Prizes will be awarded, including a one-year family membership to the person who has the highest percentage of weight loss. Registration is $100 for Y members, $200 for non-members. For more information or to register online, log on to hastingsymca.net or call Ann at 402-463-3139.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With 2 locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Health insurance is changing. You have new options, but which one is right for you? As authorized independent agents for Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, Farm Bureau Financial Service agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers know health insurance and can help you understand your options and the differences between them. Contact Rich Peters and Matt Myers and see how they can simplify the process and help you select the right health insurance policy for you and your family. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska is an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC, affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
A wind chill advisory continues early on. Otherwise, we're going to stay with lots of sunshine developing today with a high at 16 with southwest winds 10 to 15. Now we'll head back to 3 above for a low tonight. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley.
Right now, 3 above.
ESPN Radio Superstation here at the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac and Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. It's the year-end event as January 2nd will kind of close down all of these great deals with cash back off the manufacturer suggested retail price. So many bonus bucks out there from the manufacturer. Again, we always tell you that Midway has the daily hassle-free price, and then once in a while, year-end sales, there's a couple, 3 times a year that they really want to move product when they're going from the next year-end model. They want to get that out there for you. Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, the Cherokee is a really great deal right now. Check out the Ram 3-liter EcoDiesel V6. More towing, fewer fill-ups, no compromise. 28 highway miles to the gallon and 9,200 pounds of maximum towing. See Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram for the details on this amazing offer, or you can visit thinkmidway.com to see their full Ram selection. Midway, it's a better way. Thinkmidway.com. Doug Duda, Jim Langan with you here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio, and it is time to try and dissect who's going to be playing in the Super Bowl, or as they call it in Vegas, the Pro Football Championship. We welcome back to the Doug and Daddy Show the vice president of the MGM Race and Sportsbook, and that is Jay Rude. Jay, good morning. How are you? Happy New Year.
Yeah, good morning. Happy New Year. I'm doing pretty good. How are you guys doing there?
Well, we're freezing our butts off.
Well, it's kind of looking like Nebraska out here, too, in the desert. It's 32 degrees and cloudy, and they say we're going to get some snow out here, so...
Oh, my God. Will they know what to do?
I don't know. I was just talking to some of my supervisors. I said, who's got four-wheel drive so we can get into work and write tickets tomorrow?
You know, it's always about 40 degrees warmer, and that's what it is here. You're at 32, and we're like at a negative 8.
So, I'll take ours.
Okay, there you go.
Well, before we jump into the football, of course, when we're talking to Mike over at the Mandalay Bay, we talk about some of the great things that are going on at that specific property. But New Year's Eve, I guess I had a lot more friends or acquaintances that were actually out in Vegas in December talking about how awesome the city is at Christmas time. But obviously tonight's a party night, and it goes into a long weekend. What's going on in Vegas this weekend for the folks that might be flying in today?
Yeah, it's a huge party night. I'm hoping that the temperatures don't mess things up, but we'll see. That might actually be a little bit of a blessing for the casino operators because you won't be spending as much time out on the strip. And maybe you'll force them inside to drop a coin or two in a machine. But we've got, all kinds of concerts going on. Of course, all the, the last 10 years, the nightclub scene has just been insane around here, which I'm too old to even understand that anymore. But it's one of the big drivers of Vegas anymore. More youth, when you go out and talk to people, why are you here? They're here for the nightlife and for the, the clubs and all that and entertainment rather than, we're here for the cheap food and the gambling. That was what it was when I was a kid. We used to drive to Vegas for the deal on the buffet and the shrimp cocktails and gamble till 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning. But changing dynamic, and it's going to be a lot of fun out here.
Jay Rude, Vice President, MGM Race and Sports, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Doug Duda and Jim Langan, half of the board that you guys have up right now to win the Super Bowl are at 25-1 or more. That kind of seems like the stuff that you only see online. How unusual is it to have half the field at 25-1 or more right now?
Yeah, it's kind of really bizarre. I mean, I've been saying outside the two teams that look like they're going to end up together, it's wide open. Seahawks are 2-1, Patriots are 11-5. And it doesn't take a sports enthusiast to understand, who we think the two best teams are in each league right now. But outside of that, you're getting 5.5-1 on the Broncos. They that's twice their opening price when we first put them up. You're getting 40-1 on a team with the Panthers, who I think could catch fire and have the formula to go up to Seattle and win ball control, strong defense. So that's a great value there. And actually, if you're looking at the Panthers from an NFC division or to win the NFC, they're 20-1, which we're trying to attract some money because that's a massive overlay because they're a 6.5 point favorite to win the game now, and next week they're probably going to be about a 10-point dog. So realistically, you should be getting about 12-1 on them. So you're getting 8 points the better of it for the Panthers, and we'll see. And the Cowboys are playing How about them Cowboys of old? We'll see. But there is a lot of value if you think one of the top teams is going to stumble.
Yeah, Jay, and you don't have to look too far back. Look at this year. You had 10 Major League Baseball teams when they started. And look where the Royals were at, and look where San Francisco Giants were at when we started. Of course, they had to win the wild card game, but they were both at a nice price. And both of them get in. A nice little quinella there if you took them both.
Yeah, absolutely. A little bit different in baseball, baseball and hockey. If you get a hot pitching staff or you get a hot goalie, a team that was, you know, way off the radar can really, you know, have a great run. It's kind of, you know, the inverse can happen in the NFL. If you have a quarterback that's struggling, much like, Peyton is right now, or you have a team that has a hard time figuring out their identity, like the Colts right now, that's where a team can come up that just plays steady, consistent football and march through to a great championship run. You know, the Steelers right now are kind of a weird team. They're 12-1, but without Le'Veon Bell, they should be about 30-1. But if he can play, I think the Steelers have as good a shot as anyone on the board as well, but we'll see. It's all about who can stay healthy and who can get hot.
Jay, where are you seeing the money this week on those longer shot teams? You mentioned Carolina. Are you having to adjust any of the lines here over the last 36 hours?
Yeah, absolutely. We opened Carolina at 4.5, and as I was putting it in, I was going, man, that just seems like a hell of a value considering an Arizona team that just can't, barely get over 10 points a game. And yeah, they've got a great defense, but in this league, you can't just get through with defense anymore like you did 10 years ago and hope that your offense puts up enough points to win the game. You got to have an offense that can put up, at least 14, probably 20 points in order to win. And I can't see Arizona going into Carolina and doing that. And it's just a bizarre dynamic, too, that you have a 7-win team hosting an 11-win team, and they're almost a touchdown dog. And so we've taken a ton of sharp money on Carolina because the number's up to 6.5 now. And the other game, too, that, a lot of people are standing off on it. We got a little early Raven money just because of the injury to Bell. But as the week is progressing and we'll find out whether, the kid will be able to go or not, that number will jump a little bit as well. And then once Sue was cleared to play, we took some Lion money at +7 flat. We weren't quite willing to get off the 7 just yet, so we went to +7 minus $1.20. So if you're a Cowboy fan, you can lay the touchdown and get even money. And then the other game is just sort of out there. No one's really paying attention to it much. It's two teams that, once they get to the playoffs, they've seemed to sort of sputtered a little bit. So we'll see what happens. Colts -3.5 at home. Right now, most people are playing the Colts in the parlay action. And most of the straight bet money is coming in on the Bengals. So, I don't know if that's an indication of, we're going to kind of get split out on this. But we'll wait and see. That's early on Sunday morning. I would imagine we're going to see a lot of people believe in Andrew Luck and back the Colts, and we're going to need the Bengals. But, it depends on whose identity shows up on Sunday in that game.
Yeah, it's really interesting. You made a good point about Seattle because Seattle has been trying to win with defense, and especially it's who they play. If they're playing a team that's not very good on offense, it seems like Seattle will just not take any chances. They're not going to force anything. They're just going to keep punting. They didn't get too excited. They were down 6-0 at halftime but came back and won. But I think they're the only team maybe that can win with defense in the whole group. So I think that was a great point you made. I had a question.
Yeah, but their offense is explosive when they want to be. And like you said, I think it was a conscious decision by them because they understand that the Rams, the best unit the Rams have was their defensive unit that can get after the quarterback and sack him. And, they were just trying to keep that at bay. And once they realized, hey, we got to sort of spark this thing up and get going, once they cut the horses loose, their offense can run with anyone.
Jay Rood, Vice President, Race and Sports, but the MGM. I had a question here that there's been debate when we watch football out here on Sunday afternoons. And Vegas Insider is a spot that we refer to, and a lot of people look at it, has a consensus of what's going on in Vegas. But that first mark, people will say, hey, I heard that the Huskers opened at 7, and you go, well, the line says 4. Can you explain, Jay, what the actual opening line is, because there was a lot of, infighting about, well, you couldn't have bet it at that. I don't know how it's on the computer. Do you get what I'm saying here?
I do, yeah. And unfortunately, a lot of websites put some, legitimize some operations that aren't necessarily a place where you can go and put your money down. I'm talking about some offshore places and some places that, aren't taxed and regulated like we are here in Vegas. And I think that, the real number that you got to look at is the number that you can step off of a plane or drive to Vegas and bring your satchel of cash and step over the counter and make a bet. Some of the other places, some of these newspaper suppliers of lines, you know, they're just they're number crunchers that keep power ratings, just like any and every other media outlet out there. Yet they don't take a bet. So you know, like Danny Sheridan's of the world, I think the world of him. But you know, he doesn't manage liability. He just puts up a power number, which is the difference between the two teams that are playing. It's not necessarily the number that you would wager into if you were stepping up to a counter in Vegas.
Yeah, because some of us that are on one side, and then there's the casual guy, they say, well, the line opened at 8. Yeah, but you can't find any place in Vegas that you can bet it at 8. That's why it's setting at 5.
And a lot of times, too, these guys are dealing with, you know, they'll put up a game 3 weeks in advance.
Yeah.
And a lot of times they'll use that number from 3 weeks ago, which is totally irrelevant to what's going on because it doesn't take in consideration recent performance and injury. So that's an issue as well. So it really does depend on where they're getting their line orientation or origination from.
Last minute here with Jay Rood. Jimmy, he mentioned the word satchel. The satchel of cash I usually take out to Vegas looks more like a coin purse.
Hey, I wish I'd have just took a coin purse a couple times, I'll tell you that. Hey, I got a quick question for you. I mean, I play these every once in a while, and what I do, I get on a website and find out which way the public's going, and I go the opposite side. And no, I don't care how bad that team is and how bad they looked the week before, I always take them. And I had four of these that worked really well. I want to know, did you guys win money on these games too? Clemson, Oklahoma, I had took Clemson. I had Notre
Absolutely.
Dame. I took Notre Dame over LSU. Did you guys win big there too?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Clemson game was our biggest move so far of the bowl season. That opened 3 and closed at 6.5. So that was a huge opinion by the wise guy community that just kept pounding us on the Oklahoma side.
Yeah, and then I took Nebraska, too, and I'm not really a Nebraska huge fan when it comes to my money, but USC was getting played big time, and then also Penn State came through. Were all four of those good winnings for you, even on the money line?
Yeah, the Penn State one was the least. You know, that game sort of got overlooked by most. It was in the middle of a day that had some pretty good games. You know, like you said, the USC finished off that day and Miami, South Carolina started the day. So that was kind of a sandwich game that didn't get a lot of action. But you're correct. USC was huge. That back door was huge from a wagering standpoint by Nebraska. A&M was a big win for us as well. You know, everyone thought West Virginia was going to be the side there. But the biggest one we've had so far was the Clemson win, which was just an unbelievable performance. And it also makes you wonder what TCU and Baylor are going to do in their bowl games, because if Oklahoma looked that bad, I mean, is this league not as good as they thought?
Yeah, last comment, Jay. I wanted to get your thoughts on the college football. Big day tomorrow. You got the two national semifinals. A, has that spiked more money with this playoff? And what about the great games we've got just getting ready to kick off and then six more tomorrow?
Yeah, the semifinal games, we definitely are getting more action to them, I think, because of the all the attention around them. If they were just the Rose Bowl and the Sugar Bowl, you know, we would have gotten action to them just like, you know, day of game action. But we've gotten a lot of action to them since we put them up on the board, you know, 2-3 weeks ago. And, you know, it's great. I'm really interested to see how that's going to generate into the Monday game. You know, that's always been our issue, is this championship game falls on a Monday. And, you know, we'll see if it translates into a higher attendance for us out here in the desert because of that. Yeah, and just like I said, the TCU game, going to be interesting to see if they perform, you know, better than their counterpart in their league the other day in Oklahoma. So it's 3.5, even money. Most people are backing TCU in this game. It's getting ready to go. And then, you know, the Arizona game, we're getting a lot of dog money on Boise State, believe it or not. I thought Arizona would be a game that would maybe move up to 4, 4.5, but a lot of people betting the dog. I don't know if that's our proximity to the Mountain West area or what, but, I mean, Arizona's a neighbor too. So that's an interesting game. And then we finish off with one of the teams that was the hottest team in the nation for most of the year, Mississippi State, against the Georgia Tech team that's always difficult to take on with their offense. So, you know, that game right now, most everyone in the world is backing Georgia Tech and thinking that maybe Mississippi State's going to have a letdown spot here.
Well, it's obviously a fun time of the year. Jay Rood, Vice President, MGM Race and Sports. Hopefully we can do it again Super Bowl week. Jay, a happy new year, and thanks as always for the time on the Doug and Daddy Show. We can't wait to get back out there.
Yeah, absolutely. Same to you guys. And I love the contrarian theory. Keep doing it. That's the way we make money.
Jimmy says it's more than just a hat rack. That's what he says.
Yeah.
Jay, thanks, buddy. Take care.
All right, see ya.
You've got a couple of picks. We're going to talk with Josh Lamerson, UNK football coach, here in just a second, but I don't want to jump all over the place. So what do you like here coming up over the next couple of days, Jimmy?
Well, you know, what you got to decide, I mean, as a player here, is Wisconsin looks so bad on TV the last time they played. I think you can take Wisconsin. They're better than that. They look. Ohio State just blew them right out of the saddle. Their coach left. I still think, and there's so many reasons for people don't want Wisconsin. They know that in Vegas. I think Wisconsin's going to cover. Arkansas State, I think they got a shot to cover. That conference has not played very well. You know, Central Michigan, the Bowling Greens, that group has not played very well this year. So I think Toledo's may not be as good as you'd think. I'm not afraid to take Houston. I kind of like Boise State like the public does. He said, and I'm kind of going to back off on that. I didn't realize. I thought more people would be taking that. And then, you know, I don't know how TCU and Baylor are going to play. You know, I mean, they aren't playing for the national championship. I think they're going to both play and compete very well, but I think Mississippi can compete with them. You know, so I guess if I'm going to give you five games, I'm going to give you Mississippi State, Boise State, Wisconsin, Houston, and Arkansas State.
All right, there you go. It's time for our Loper Link, brought to you by Charter West National Bank. Carney, you have the reasons. They have the loans. See Russ Smith today at Charter West National Bank. The only thing that's going on today, the Loper women will be at home at 5:30 to take on Oklahoma Panhandle State. Then the teams are back in action Sunday. The wrestling team will be at Midland, will be at Midland on Saturday. And the Loper football staff is coming together. The last time that we talked to our next guest, he was being introduced and still looking for houses. Josh Lamerson, the next head football coach at UNK. How did Christmas go for you, Josh? Thanks for the time.
Doug, thanks for having me on. I appreciate it. It was a lot of windshield time, Doug, to be real honest with you, kind of driving back and forth from Kearney to my family down here in Warrensburg to my mom's house and our family up there in Wahoo. And so we got a lot of hours in the car and walked a lot of miles, but got to see some people and hopefully can kind of calm down a little bit and get back to Kearney and recruiting and get our staff together and try to figure out who's who and where's what.
Doug and Daddy Show, Doug Duda, Jim Langan, talking to UNK's new head football coach who has been on the job for about 2.5 weeks here and obviously trying to assemble your staff. Before we kind of talk about those guys, though, Coach, what about what you're still learning? How much more have you been able to learn about what you'll have Jimmy and Joe X and O-wise when spring ball starts?
Well, you know, that was one of the first things that we did, actually, kind of after our press conference that Monday and the banquets and everything that we had. That Tuesday, we kind of just anchored down in our offices and got an organizational chart out and figured out who our players were, what positions they were, watched some film on them, and really got to know our football team as much as we possibly could in a very short amount of time, just to kind of figure out who was coming back and what we had and really what our recruiting needs were more than anything else. And that was a big deal for us to kind of figure out what we needed to go after specifically by position. And so we kind of did that as much as we could. You know, I got there finals week and I was able to meet a lot of the guys, had a team meeting with them, which was fantastic, but haven't got to sit down with all of them face to face and kind of get to know them yet. So that's something I'm looking forward to as well.
Hey, Coach, Jim Langan here. Hey, your recruiting needs, what did you look at in this conference? When you look at the whole picture of the conference, mm-hmm. What is the recruit? Is defensive back play, the secondary play, is that a real key area to stop the pass game? Or is it more linebackers on the defensive side of the ball? What are the recruiting needs?
Right. Well, I think first and foremost, for being in the league really the past 15 years, I think, you know, it really starts and stops with the offensive and defensive line. You know, I really think you have to start there. You have to have a great foundation in both those spots because really, ultimately, whoever controls the line of scrimmage, whether it's running the ball or pass protecting for your quarterback or whatever the case is, and then if you can get to the quarterback with four guys on defense and able to stop the run with just four as well, it provides a huge advantage. And so I think, you know, really it starts up front with those guys, and then, you know, you've got to have, obviously, I'm an offensive guy, so you've got to have skilled guys on the offensive side of the football, a running back and a quarterback that can get the ball to your playmakers and where it needs to be. And then, you know, defensively, like you said, in the back end, you have to be very strong. And that's one spot that, you know, looking at our roster, that's actually was pretty encouraging. We've got a lot of those guys back that have a lot of experience in the MIAA that played in the back end for us. And so, you know, that was a real big bright spot for us. But there's no doubt, I think you have to have everything, but I think it starts and stops with the offensive and defensive line.
Talking with UNK head football coach Josh Lamberson here on the Doug and Daddy Show as they get ready to start the new year. Winter conditioning, of course, school starts January 12th, and that's when they kind of get right after it again. And we've been joking a little bit here, Josh, with this staff you're putting together, and we kind of had a hunch it would be this way. So are we renaming UNK Northwest Missouri State, or what's going on here, man?
Well, you know, one of the things that I look for in assistant coaches is, you know, obviously they have to be men of character. They have to be, you know, great, solid people, have to be great ball coaches as well. And you know, yeah, I have to trust them. You know, I think that's a big important part of a coaching staff are guys that you can trust to do their job. I'm not going to be a micromanager type of head coach. I'm going to hire guys and I'm going to let them do what they do best. And so that it just so happened that a lot of these guys have background ties to Northwest, and I don't think that's a bad thing necessarily. They've kind of set the standard for what a program should be like in Division II football. Mel Churchma, the legendary longtime coach up there, did a great job of really just leading men and teaching men how to be great ball coaches, great people, great teachers. And so those are the kind of guys that I was looking for. And these are the guys that I was familiar with and were available. And I wanted to get the best available guys. And I really believe that I did.
You got a mixture here everywhere from Ken Gordon, who I guess, and you can correct me on any of this, I would say would be the most experienced of the guys you're bringing in as mm-hmm. the defensive coordinator, secondary coach, my sources. Yep. I love using that term, by the way. My sources, they've told me a lot of good things about him. We know mm-hmm. Coach Holtzclaw from being over at Hastings. You've got a very young yep. man in Shane Shade that's going to be joining you. And then mm-hmm. another guy that was at Hastings College for a while, Jake Wilrich. You already had Matt Miller on board here the day that you were hired. Just give me an overall overview of what each one of these guys brings to the table.
Well, I'll start with our defensive coordinator. That was really you know, a spot that was going to be a big hire for me, being on the offensive side, like I said, and being the offensive play caller this year. I needed somebody that I could really trust, that had some experience, that had kind of been through the rigors of an MIAA season and knew what Division II football was really all about. And really feel like I hit an absolute home run with Kenny Gordon. He's a guy that is high energy. He's a great teacher. He builds relationships with his kids that last far beyond just their playing time. And I think that's a very cool compliment to a football coach, that you can establish those types of relationships with kids. And he gets his kids to play hard. Whenever I faced him, going up against him when he was actually at Emporia, when he was the defensive coordinator there and I was at Central Missouri, I really did not like going up against his defenses because I knew they might not have been the most talented kids, but they were just going to play their tails off all the time. And he has a pretty simplistic scheme that allows those guys to play fast. They're not thinking about a whole lot. They're able to play downhill, read and react. And I believe that's what defensive football is all about. Joe Holtzclaw, offensive line, actually got to play with Joe at Northwest Missouri. He's been a play caller and offensive coordinator up there at Hastings for the last 4 years. A guy that just knows offensive line play inside, outside, and in between, but also understands big picture as far as the offensive scheme goes. And so he was a guy that was one of my first phone calls when I found out that I was going to be the head coach here, and has just come in and been great, especially in recruiting, because he kind of has a general knowledge of the landscape of Central Nebraska, especially. And so he's been fantastic. Shane Shade, younger guy, has been essentially the assistant D-line coach up there at Northwest Missouri. And to be quite honest, I think the last 3 years, they've probably had the best defensive line in Division II football. And so he's been a big part of that. Talking with Rich Wright, their defensive coordinator up there, Shane actually ran a lot of those meetings and was able to essentially teach those guys techniques and fundamentals as well. Got to play at a very high level in the MIAA at Northwest for a long time as well. And so I think he's just going to come in. He's highly motivated, a kid that's going to be very relatable to our kids on our football team, and I couldn't be more excited about him. And then Jake, Coach Lorch is a guy that has a ton of experience, has been a defensive coordinator down at Austin College as well. And so he's a big picture guy, a guy that I can really trust with the special teams that essentially can hand it over to him. And he's going to run with it. Great family guy, great character. Couldn't be more excited about him as well. So all in all, that's kind of the cliff notes on everybody. But all in all, couldn't be more excited about the staff that we've assembled. And then, you know, Coach Miller that we retained has really kind of kept the ship afloat, has established those relationships with the guys on the football team. I thought that was going to be important for a carryover, and had some prior experience with him as well, and does a great job with our receiving core, and is actually helped out tremendously in the recruiting process as well.
Hey, Coach, Jim Langan back again. Hey, a thing that you can't control at this time is the amount of money that Missouri and Kansas legislature gives the football and athletic programs in their schools mm-hmm. compared to what the Nebraska legislature is giving, which is a yep. huge, huge disadvantage. And I've talked about it before. I mean, it affects all the programs at University of Nebraska at Kearney. It doesn't affect the University of Nebraska at Lincoln, but it does affect mm-hmm. the University of Nebraska at Kearney. And because of that, you're going to have to try to raise some money, and you're going to have to try to do some things. Have you got any plans, or are you just going to go with the AD and kind of go to some other coaches that kind of know what's going on, or what is a plan you have?
Well, you know, that's a great question, because it really does put us behind the eight ball financially, just, you know, right off the bat from government financing. And so, you know, that was something that I was aware of when I got into this, and really, I think our foundation, Lucas Dart, Dr. Plinsky, they really sincerely do have a great plan on getting not only myself, but the rest of the coaches in our athletic department out in the community, and not just the Kearney community, but we have some fundraising events already set up in Lincoln and in Omaha. Got a few in central Nebraska as well. We're going to get out and try to, you know, touch some people that maybe we haven't touched for quite some time, and get out there in the community and really kind of share our vision of, you know, where we want this athletic program to go, and what we want this to be about. And I think coming into the MIAA, when you're facing those Missouri and Kansas schools, we are at a little bit of a disadvantage. But I also think that the people of this state, especially the alumnus of the University of Nebraska, Kearney, are passionate people about their athletics. They want them to be successful, especially in the MIAA. And so I really believe that they'll come out. I've had such a great response from people, especially alumni, football alumni, that have reached out and said, you know, whatever we need to do, we're going to get it done. And so that's been really encouraging to me, just the response that we've got from those guys. And I'm looking forward to going out and meeting a bunch of different people.
Last minute here with Josh Lamberson, UNK's new head football coach, completing his staff. It does say here that you will add an additional offensive assistant after the spring semester. Can you give us some insight into that? It makes it sound like, I said, it makes it sound like you know who you want, but he's not available till then. Can you give us any insight?
It's not really the case, actually. You know, when we kind of got into this thing, Dr. Plinsky kind of outlined what we had for staff and as far as the finances went, and it would just be easier to get the quality of candidate that we're looking for to hire him after the spring semester. We probably could have hired someone right now, but it might not have been to the caliber that we would want. And so we're just going to wait until we have all our finances in the bank and then kind of go after the guy that we're looking for. We have a few candidates, actually. It's definitely not sewn up. There's a few guys that we have in mind. But, you know, I don't know everybody. And you know, that'll be essentially about 6 months from now. And then we'll kind of figure it out as we go.
Josh, one of the things that always happens for coaches, and I would think this would be something as one of those things I wouldn't be looking forward to, of one of the many duties you have to do when you take over a head coaching job, is there will be And it doesn't matter if it was Bo Pelini, if it was Mark Mangino, if it was any coach that or Daryl Morris here at UNK. It doesn't matter. There's going to be the disgruntled fan, alumni. Some of those give money. And it's only been 2 weeks that you've been the head football coach. Do you guys have a plan of attack on how you will address some of the boosters that may not have been happy with the move, which actually has nothing to do with you as a person, and it happens every single day?
Yeah, absolutely, and it does. And you know, unfortunately, whether it's life or athletics or business or whatever the case is, you know, you're not going to be able to please everybody, and you know, that always happens with change. And some people are resistant to change, and that's okay. That's absolutely their opinion. And they are entitled to that. And really, you know, I think we'll make a concerted effort, to go out and at least, you know, have them get to know me, and kind of see what I'm about and what our vision's about. But at the same time, it's kind of one of those things where, you kind of know going into it that you can't please everybody. And so you're going to please, the most people that you, possibly can, with the time that you can as well. And so, you know, I'm going to go out and be myself and be genuine and be sincere and just share with people kind of where I want it to go and how I want it to be. And hopefully that's great for people. And if it's not, that's okay too. But we're going to go out there and put a good face on and try to spin it the right way.
Hey, Coach, I saw your two-year-old daughter, and I think if you're going to try to raise money, and it's going to be a lot easier if you bring her along, because we can say no to you, but it's going to be really hard to say no to her.
And that's actually a great point. She's learning her ABCs and things like that right now, and we found out at the press conference 2 weeks ago that she's not afraid of the limelight. So we'll just kind of stick her out there and let her go, and hopefully good things will happen.
That is an awesome point. Yes, I hope she got everything she wanted for Christmas. And Josh, we'll let you out of here with this. It's kind of a recurring question I ask when guys or gals take a new job or anything that are in our system here. You've been on the job here for less than 3 weeks, but I assume there's at least one moment where you went, really? Or wow. Can you share anything with us?
You know, it was probably after that first week, that Friday night when everybody was gone, actually everybody was out of the entire building, and I was sitting there at my office, and it was one of those surreal moments where, you know, growing up as a Nebraska kid, in small town Nebraska at that, and really understanding the dynamic of how high school football and football in general plays such an integral role of how important it is in this state, and sitting at that desk and realizing, you know, that the position that I was in and how unbelievably blessed and fortunate I was to be in that position. And I really did. I just took a step back and just said, wow, this is incredible, and gave thanks for everything that had been given to us, and really just blessed and honored to be the head football coach at the University of Nebraska-Kearney and represent Loper Nation.
Well, great to chat with you for a little more extended time, one-on-one this time, Josh, and hopefully the new year continues to improve for UNK Athletics and the football team, and we look forward to meeting all the new guys when spring ball rolls around, so we'll see you back on campus soon.
Thanks a lot, Doug. Jim, appreciate it. Have a very happy New Year, guys.
Same to you and your family. Thanks, Josh. Josh Lamberson, new head football coach at the University of Nebraska at Kearney, filling things in, has to say some of those things that you hear from all new coaches, you know, vision, future, work, all those types of things. It'll be interesting. There's some questions I still have, but he can't answer until he actually sees what he's got out there on the field. I mean, UNK has upwards of 18 returning starters.
Yeah, you know, and I'll tell you what, you know, this is, you made some good points, Doug, too, about, you know, the old staff and some of the things that have happened and stuff. And those are really good people, too, that we've known for a long time. But you know what? I wish him the best, and I wish UNK Athletics the best. You know, he's very sincere, and he's moving his family here, and he wants to coach football, and he wants to try it just like all the other guys in front of him have. You know, so, you know, I hope things work out, and I hope the people that are, you know, have some money and have generated to the program, I hope they continue to do that. You know, I hope they do. I hope they're not resentful. And like I said, I like the other coaches and the whole coaching staff, too, that they had before. Those guys were always
known them. We've known them for quite a while.
Yeah, and, you know, I went and watched practices, and they helped me a lot with some of the things I needed to do. And I'm very sincere to those people, too.
We'll take a break. Our Loper Link is brought to you by Russ Smith at CharterWest National Bank of Kearney, offering all types of loans from FHA, VA, RD, and conventional home loans. And for seniors, the reverse mortgage loan. You have the reasons they have the loans at CharterWest National Bank. Again, basketball getting underway tonight. Tip-off is at 5:30 as the women host Oklahoma Panhandle State. And then Saturday, Central Missouri comes in. The men are the defending national champions. And Monday, Missouri Western comes in. The doubleheaders are 5:30 women, 7:30 for the men. And the wrestling team will be in action Saturday at Midland as well. We'll take a break. Jimmy, I know you've got to take off because you got some holiday officiating to do. Anything before we leave you or you leave us?
No. I'll see you the next time we're on the show, Doug. So, yeah, I have nothing else.
Friday, good for you?
Friday's good. I'll see you Friday.
I can't believe we're not doing a best of. What are we thinking?
Yeah, we could do that Friday.
We'll come in and
work. Sometimes we're just a little late with
stuff. It could change.
Yeah, we might have some things go on today.
We'll see what happens.
TCU's looking good. We might be talking about TCU winning the national championship.
I already hate
the way
they'll
be third.
I already hate the way they put the new score up on ESPN. Leave it on the bottom, people. We'll take a break. Be back with more after this.
During the holiday season, more than ever, our thoughts turn gratefully to those who have made our progress possible. Thank you, and have a Merry Christmas and Happy New Year from Town & Country Bank, member FDIC.
Hey, Nebraska, Jeff here from Big O Tires to announce our year-end tire clearance sale. Through January 10th, save 5% on all major brand tires or up to 15% on all Big O brand tires and 20% on all snow tires. Plus, with any four tires, you'll get your choice of a half-price alignment or a free oil change. At Big O Tires, we're all about low prices and great value. And during our year-end clearance sale, that's just what you'll get. Tire service straight talk. We are Big O Tires, the team you trust.
We're sorry for all the dust in that big hole in the middle of the internet, but ShopWheelerDealer.com is closed for reconstruction. Bear with us, and again, sorry for the noise. We'll keep you up to date on our rebuilding progress, which should be complete in just a few more days. So you keep checking in, keep listening. We'll let you know when we're back up to speed with the new ShopWheelerDealer.com website. In the meantime, if you haven't already, you can still text WheelerDealer to 90210, and we'll let you know the minute we're back online. WheelerDealer to 90210, and stand by. We'll see you soon.
It's tough to see games like this coming to an end. 7 seconds to go. The Cougars have fought hard all night long, but they're down by two, and they have to get the ball back. Here we go. Johnson inbounding the ball, and it's tipped away. The Cougars have it. 3 seconds. 2 seconds. Here's a three out of the corner.
Are there any worse words than, quote, buffering or loading? When you think reliability and internet, think Prairie iNet. Prairie iNet provides reliable high-speed service that can keep pace with the excitement of basketball. Get big speed for a small price with the nation's largest fixed wireless network. With Prairie iNet, enjoy streaming games, movies, or video with no interruptions. So sign up for Prairie iNet today and get your choice of a free month of service or a $50 Amazon gift card. That's right, a free month of service or a $50 Amazon gift card just for signing up with Prairie iNet. Call Prairie iNet today at 308-221-7844. That's 308-221-7844.
I'm a business owner, and we called Kearney Crete & Block when we needed a new and inviting-looking driveway.
We called Kearney Crete & Block when we decided to do a fire pit and patio. You should be calling Kearney Crete & Block and Christensen Concrete for all your concrete and masonry supplies. Let the professionals help you enhance the beauty and value of your home and business. Kearney Crete & Block and Christensen Concrete Products, building generations one block at a time.
The staff and families of Hastings Physical Therapy wish our community a holiday season of good health and wellness that carries throughout 2015. Merry Christmas from Hastings Physical Therapy, located next to Applebee's.
Doug and Danny Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Lunchtime. Open 7 days a week, even so you can come in and watch the games on the holidays at the Kearney Chicken Coop. A lot of places say they are a sports bar and grill, but no one combines the best of both places like the Kearney Chicken Coop. Stop in today and every Wednesday for their turkey BLT inside for only $6.49. Lunch goes all the way till 4 o'clock, folks. That lunch special every single day. If that's not your cup of tea, how about getting some of the best wings around, bone in, bone out, chicken tender hoagie, steaks. They've got ribs. You know, sometimes we don't even think about that. They got some really good ribs there that you can get in on the appetizers, pizza, burgers. There's so many different things you can try while kicking back, watching the bowl games, and ringing in the new year. They also have appetizer specials, long necks and draw specials from 2 to 5:30 every weekday afternoon. It's the Kearney Chicken Coop Bar and Grill, the best of both worlds, located in downtown Kearney. Again, three bowl games are going on today. We will have the final one tonight after our basketball action. TCU currently leads Mississippi 14-0 at the 6.5 mark of the first quarter. Also, that'll be followed up by the Fiesta Bowl. Arizona Boise State kicks off at 3. Then tonight, Mississippi State, Georgia Tech, the Orange Bowl here on ESPN kicks off at 7. Tomorrow, the Cotton Bowl will go at 11:30, Michigan State, Baylor. Then we will follow that up with the national semifinals. The Rose Bowl at 4, Oregon, Florida State. And they've had some precipitation out there. We'll see if that affects the game tomorrow at all. And then inside the Superdome, it's the Sugar Bowl, Ohio State and Alabama at 7:30. By the way, I'll probably forget this by the time Friday rolls around, but they were showing some things on ESPN today about how the Orange Bowl has had some really cool things on the 10-year, the 20-year anniversary, 10 years ago, the first BCS National Championship. Do you realize that Friday, folks, the 20-year anniversary of Nebraska's Tom Osborne's first national championship, beating Miami of Florida, Corey Schlesinger football on his helmet, the two-point conversion, the rallying, the gassed Miami Hurricanes, Warren Sapp, and all the guys that played on that team 20 years ago. Because if you remember, that was a January 2nd game, because January 1st, if I remember my Husker history correctly, was on a Sunday, so there was NFL games to be played, and then they moved the big-time bowl games to January the 2nd. So if I'm right on that, I'll have to double check. But I think that's the way it worked, or else it was Saturday. So I don't know. I was partying my butt off. That's all I know. That was a fun time, and it's always cool to run into the people that were actually at that football game some 20 years ago. T&L Irrigation, they love their Husker football, but they love helping you make money even more. Now's the time to schedule your preventative maintenance for the T&L Irrigation system that you currently have, so that when it's time to roll it out there in 2015, and we always know it doesn't look like it today with below zero temperatures and snow and ice everywhere, but it'll be here before you know it. The Super Bowl will be done, and you'll be going, when can I get in my field? When can I get in my field? So get it scheduled today. Preventative maintenance keeps you going for the long haul. And if you do need something else or even a brand new pivot system, visit your local TNL dealer or TLIRR.com. Taking care of all of the United States and more than 60 countries worldwide, there's a reason. Because it works. Proven technology that works at T&L Irrigation. We'll take a break and wrap up the final show of 2014 right after this.
All sports, one source, two stations. KICS Hastings, KXPN Kearney. Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
In the center of Nebraska, Platte Valley Auto is centered on you. We understand that we have the best customers anywhere. That inspires us to be a great place to buy your next car, truck, or van. You see, at Platte Valley Auto, we get it. This is all about building relationships. If we help you find what you want, you'll come back. So why not work hard from the start? So come on down to Platte Valley Auto in beautiful downtown Lexington, or see us at PlatteValleyAuto.com, where we've been selling cars and making friends for over 32 years.
The first day, I couldn't even finish my push-ups.
Sarah Brunner is another CrossFit Archway success story.
They modified it to make it easier for me as a beginner. Every person that goes there cares that other people are there and really wants everyone to succeed. They're very encouraging. You feel kind of like a little family there. And a couple weeks ago, I realized I did 90 push-ups. I can do it now.
We're on Antelope Avenue in Kearney, or find us at CrossFitArchway.com.
I don't want people to be intimidated to try it. It's for everybody.
With five wins against only two losses,
So far, December's been a good month for the Tri-City Storm. Wednesday, December, and 2014 come to an end, and the Storm are looking for a New Year's Eve win at Sioux Falls, a day off, and then another game at Sioux Falls to start the new year. Hear them both on The Breeze 94.5 FM with Jared Chaffron, 6:45 pregame, 7:05 puck drops both nights on The Breeze 94.5 FM.
When weather happens, you can check closings, cancellations, and delays at ESPNSuperstation.com. Click on the Lampman Seamless Spray-On Roofing weather threat icon on the front page for a sortable list. There's even a sign-up form and app, so you can post qualifying information as well. And for an energy-efficient, attractive spray-on foam roof, call Lampman Roofing for an estimate. Find them on Facebook and at LampmanRoofing.com.
Market commentary from respected Allendale commodities broker and chief meteorologist Ryan Martin can only be heard at agview.net. Ryan tells you why the markets are doing what they're doing and always looking at the national and global weather picture. AgView works on all your devices, Android, iPhone, tablets, laptops, and PCs. You can even find podcasts on iTunes and videos on YouTube. Your new source for agricultural information at agview.net.
Superstation, taking a look at our Doug and Daddy Bowl Challenge. Woo! Wow! Brought to you by Johnson Lawn and Landscape. I went 3-0 yesterday, and thank you for that. Now, again, this is every bowl game, so I'm 11-13, and I thought Jimmy had me put away. He's 13-11, and Randy 14-10. Randy Bushcutter 14-10, so he leads right now as we all made our co-host kind of picks there at once. And as far as we look at the bowl bonanza, brought to you by Johnson Lawn and Landscape and Russell's Appliance, trying to get that outstanding 49-inch LG LED TV to our grand prize winner. Don't forget to stop by and visit them at 704 East 25th in Kearney, or go online, Russell's Appliance and Electronics. .com, Russell's Appliance and Electronics.com. 14 of the 28 games have been played in our Doug and Daddy Bowl Bonanza, and Tammy is 13-1. 13-1? I'm 6-8 in these games. Me and Randy are 6-8 in these games. Jimmy's 7-7. I knew we stunk, but Tammy has the lead, but only by one over Carly, who is 12-2. And then you've got, do we give Merritt credit? Because I think we should give Merritt credit. He's 12-2. And then we've got four people at 11-3: Greg, Dan, Jason, and Eldon. So, wow, Tammy, 13-1. 13-1, and I actually believe she made the picks, not anybody else in that household. I believe she made the picks. So best of luck as we get a bevy 9 games, which really separates it, obviously, 9 games over the next 2 days, 3 today and 6 for tomorrow. A couple of other sports notes. We talked about Ndamukong Suh getting his suspension lifted. Alex Gordon, surgery on his injured right wrist. You've seen that when he was at the last Husker football game, that he had his arm in a sling, and now they've fixed things up on his wrist. They hope to have him back and are confident that he will be back for the opening game. They're just not sure how much in spring training. Huskers have their next offensive coordinator. He was Mike Riley's offensive coordinator from 05 till just last year at Oregon State. Then he was the quarterback's coach with the New York Giants, trying to help out Eli Manning this past year. Also a recruit in tight end Matt Snyder, going to decommit from Oregon State and sign with Nebraska. Randy Gregory, we told you yesterday, is headed to the NFL, foregoing his senior season to enter the NFL draft. And Todd McShay, Mel Kiper, all the way up to number 4 on their big board. Nebraska men's basketball, you'll be able to hear it on 1230 AM KHAS this afternoon. Pregame at 3:35, tip-off at 4:35 as they open up with 10-3 Indiana. The Hoosiers will take on the Huskers. That was one of the big wins Nebraska had last year. 4:35 tip-off. It's also part of a triple header that is underway on the Big Ten Network. The Hastings College men we talked about, the UNK women, and tonight one just, you know, you say horrible in the tweet that Jessica Shepherd actually put out after this. The best high school basketball player in the state, and I dare say guys or gals, because she's ranked third in the nation by ESPN.com for their senior recruits, and that's Jessica Shepherd, tore her ACL Monday in the Heartland Athletic Conference tournament game that Fremont obviously won. She had a chance to break some of the all-time records, but now is done for the season. The Husker recruit will have to get healed up, and she sent out in on her Twitter, "Some people go through a lot worse than this. God has a plan. I trust him, and we'll be back better than ever." And so, you know, it stinks, but people get injured, and it doesn't matter if you're the 12th man on the bench or if you're the best player in the state. So there you go, and hopefully a speedy recovery. Tons of holiday basketball tournament action. Congratulations to the champions out there. And again, we have the GNAC Finals, Kearney versus Norfolk, girls at 1:30, boys at 3:15. Your exclusive home right here on ESPN Radio. Tri-City Storm, three players are selected for the USHL NHL Top Prospects game. This will be played on the 13th in Dubuque. Chris Wilkie, Tori Dello, and Matt Freitag, that's the right way, correct? I had to double check on that. Freitag, those three will be playing. And then tonight, the Storm play at Sioux Falls, face off 6:05, and that is on the Breeze 94.5. And then they play them again on the road Friday and return home to take on Omaha on Saturday. The latest high school wrestling rankings are out. Again, it's every other week, so this week it's A and D. Millard South, number one in A. Hastings back up to number two. Kearney, three. Grand Island, four. How about that? Omaha North sets in fifth place. And in Class D, the five-time champions from Amherst set at number one. North Platte St. Pat's, who's got an undefeated boys basketball team and beat Amherst yesterday to snap their winning streak, they're number two in wrestling. So both good basketball, both good wrestling. You've got Friend at seventh, Maxwell ninth, and Palmer setting at 10th. And the Husker wrestlers will be wrestling January 1st and 2nd at the Southern Scuffle in Chattanooga, Tennessee. Folks, don't forget, if you're out looking for a good time to ring in the new year, Cunningham's will be open tonight with special live entertainment. They're there to get something to eat as well. Always a good time, even more so over the holidays. They invite you to stop in and watch all the bowl games tomorrow as they're open all day. Of course, every Wednesday, their wing special, 8 delicious wings for only $5. Happy hour weekday afternoons from 3 to 6. Big ass beers, 3.5. Well drinks, $1.50. Great entertainment. And starting on Thursday the 8th, they'll be back up with their Thursday night comedy nights. It's all there for you. Lunch, entertainment, ice cold beer, and of course a great place to hang out with your friends and family. Cunningham's Journal in downtown Kearney. We want to thank Jay Rude, the vice president of the Race and Sportsbook at the MGM. All their properties in Las Vegas, for joining us. UNK football coach Josh Lamberson filling us in on his coaching staff. For all the folks behind the scenes here, Jimmy Langan, we'll see you Friday. Happy New Year. Be safe. We want to see you.
The following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
2015, Doug did a saying, keep it here for high school hoops, coming up at 1:30.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game.